This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We know the corporate tax rate is going down from 35% to 20%-ish. It's still technically up in the air. The real question, though, is when. The House says 2018. The Senate says 2019. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains what a difference a year makes.
The Senate tax bill puts off its cut to the corporate tax rate because, well, lawmakers needed the money. Under Senate rules, there's a limit to how much the tax bill can increase the deficit. Terrence Corvat teaches at George Mason University's Scalia Law School.
If you delay the tax cut by 1 year, you get to raise corporate tax revenues for another year, which gives them some freedom.
Delaying the cut saves $100 billion. So you might be wondering, why doesn't the House GOP just agree to a 2019 phase-in? It's only a year. One reason? There's a midterm election in 2018. And the thing is, Republicans say cutting corporate taxes is how they'll stimulate the economy. So Reuven Aviona from the University of Michigan Law School says if that cut gets delayed...
The fear is, I think, that the effects will not be felt sufficiently by taxpayers or by voters, and therefore, you know, they might lose the election.
The other risk is that if this cut is put off, it might never happen. Robert Hockett teaches at Cornell Law School.
One of the arguments is that if the Democrats retake the Congress during the midterms, they might simply cut off the cuts themselves at the pass before they've kicked in. They'll simply delay or actually just repeal those particular cuts.
Even if President Trump uses his veto power to prevent a delay or repeal, the corporate tax rate cut could become a Democratic bargaining chip in all kinds of legislative debates. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.